complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a zero-res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Consumers want easy-to-find calorie information and plenty of choices when enjoying their favorite treats. That's why America's Chocolate and Candy Companies are providing consumers with more options in smaller pack sizes with front-of-pack calorie labels. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
805 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, accidents continue to pop up, so please, we're not out of the woods yet. You need to take it easy. We have icy conditions around the entire metropolitan area, not just bridges, ramps, and overpasses, secondary roads, but major arteries as well. In Arlington, I've been watching this delay here on Washington Boulevard, and police just confirmed, yep, we do have a crash with an overturned on Washington Boulevard near 10th Street. So if you're, say, leaving 50 Arlington Boulevard heading up toward the Clarendon area, you will need extra time, or please try to avoid that area at all costs. George Washington Parkway, northbound crash at the Overlook's gone. Southbound, we had one as well. They were putting that to the shoulder. Checked with police about Military Road, said this doesn't look normal here. Military Road trying to get up onto Glebe Road toward the Chain Bridge. They're not reporting any incidents, but they say ice definitely a factor for everyone there this morning. So that seems to be about the overall story. On Military Road, 11 cars involved in this crash. Closing Military Road, still westbound between 14th Street to get you past 16th and Oregon. That entire stretch of westbound Military closed. Eastbound, they've reopened those lanes. But 16th Street, George Avenue, Blair Road, and everyone around there, Alaska Avenue, really feeling the effects, just at a standstill trying to work through. DC 295 southbound, new accident south of Benning Road. Watch for crews responding. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Windy and cold today. Mix of clouds and sun. High 37. 27 tonight. Partly cloudy. Upper 40s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 30 degrees in Vienna, 32 in Silver Spring, 36 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It is 8:07 on this Monday morning. Joining us at 8:15 will be Raj Shah. He's the Deputy White House Press Secretary, and we'll get the White House's reaction to the release of the memo and where do they expect to go from here. I'm Mary Walter. I'm here at Vince Colonnades.
Good morning. Joining us now, General Jack Keane. He's a retired four-star general, the former Vice Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army, and the Chairman of the Institute for the Study of War. He's also a Fox News Senior Strategic Analyst. General Jack Keane, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. You know, I saw you make these comments the other day, and now they're getting some attention in the press, which is you said that the U.S. military should stop having family members travel with them and stay with them in South Korea in preparation for a potential armed conflict with North Korea, and that the president, NBC News now reports, saw your comments and that the Pentagon is considering this. What do you make of all of it?
Well, I firmly believe that what President Trump did in terms of a departure from his predecessor, President Obama, is put a military option back on the table, which I think most of us recognize was really not there with President Obama as it concerns North Korea. And the second thing is to put maximum pressure on North Korea through the nations of the UN to isolate it. And that's still the primary objective, is that isolation and economic pressure. But for a military option to be credible, you need more than rhetoric. In other words, we talk about it, we fly some bombers in there every once in a while, but you need to actually take some actions that would give that military option the kind of teeth it deserves. And I firmly believe if you're going to prevent a war, you have to be fully prepared to fight one. And we need to show the North Koreans that we are. So I believe in January, when we first announced the military option, is at that time we should have stopped assigning our families to South Korea and made it an unaccompanied tour like it is in Iraq and Afghanistan. I also think there's a number of other things that we could be doing. We know for a fact that there's a back door to North Korea from the sea where they're receiving some fuel and some other commodities. And I believe it's time to put a naval blockade in and shut that down to get the maximum economic pressure that we're trying to achieve, because that is job one. I also think we should unleash our cyber offensive capability, if we're not doing it, to attack North Korea's information systems, their finance and limited banking systems that they have, and their energy infrastructure. I know there's an oil pipeline that comes out of China to North Korea. We could likely take that down without having to fire a shot. And also start moving theater-level infrastructure into the area, to our bases, et cetera, because that's what we would do if we're serious about a military option. And there's a host of other things that we could do as well. But mainly what I'm trying to make point is, if the option is credible, our adversaries have got to see it. There's a guy like me advising Kim Jong-un who's looking at military capabilities and what is the United States really doing. And it's those actions that are going to speak far greater than words.
And just in the wake of your comments on Fox News, I know that the president often consults with outside advisors on this. Have you spoken to the president about your plans here? Your ideas?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I wanted to, just what you just said, if you were an advisor, to Kim Jong-un.
Can you
speak
that, up?
Sure.
Yes, I'm sorry. Okay, can you hear me better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, great. Off your comment regarding an advisor to Kim Jong-un, you know, he would be able to see these things. My concern is that he doesn't have any advisors who are honest with him, because if you're honest with him, he feeds you to dogs. So if he's in this thought bubble, in this echo chamber, how much of these movements and how much of this information truly gets to him?
Well, I think that's a good point. I mean, Kim Jong-un is certainly isolated. He's never, ever spoken to a head of state. He clearly doesn't have even lower-level interactions with leaders, from other nations. And he's totally dependent on the people around him to give him information. But this much I do know. The director of the CIA, Mike Pompeo, has said publicly more than once that he believes Kim Jong-un is a rational actor, although at times his words are not, and he's quite bellicose. But nonetheless, that Mr. Pompeo and his team have more information than anybody in the United States about Kim Jong-un. And if he's declaring that, then I believe that the actions that we would be taking, he would react rationally to that and not take an action that would lead to an all-out war. After all, we're sanctioning him now economically and shutting down a lot of the commodities and trade that he's doing, and he's not firing a shot at us. I don't think a naval blockade, although according to international law, it is an act of war. I don't believe he would respond in kind in terms of an all-out war, for the very reason he's not responding to other economic sanctions.
North Korea is planning a large military parade the day before the Olympic opening. What message is he trying to send with that? What's he trying to tell us?
Well, I think he's made this goodwill concession with the South Koreans in going to the Olympics, which is, propaganda as I see it. And the military parade is just that. It's more propaganda that he's a military power. He wants the world to sort of paying attention to South Korea as the Olympics begin this week. And there'll likely be, some fairly world-level publicity also on the North Korean military parade. So I think it's just more propaganda. I don't think most people take it too seriously.
And then this week, on Friday, we've got the opening ceremony of the Olympics, as Mary just mentioned, and that'll be an opportunity for North and South Korea to go to the Olympics together, the Winter Olympics. Is there any chance for this to be a constructive moment in these negotiations, especially as Mike Pence also attends the opening ceremonies?
Well, certainly we would all want that to happen, but based on the history, it's unlikely to happen. The North Koreans have always used negotiations for goodwill, two, to advance their technology secretly while they're negotiating and three, to try to drive a wedge between the United States and South Korea and Japan. That's usually been their motivation. I don't think we have any reason to doubt that that motivation is the same that's being executed right now.
All right, well, all eyes will be on Korea this week as we watch those opening ceremonies. General Keane, really appreciate your insight this morning. Look forward to having you back here on Mornings in the Mall.
Yeah, sure. Always good talking to you guys. Take care.
Thanks a lot, sir. 8:15 now.
It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, closed in town, East Capitol Street at Division Street. It's an overturned truck. Also, we have an overturned in Arlington if you're heading on Washington Boulevard. Essentially between 50 Arlington Boulevard, where I see the delays, heading up and toward Clarendon to 10th Street. So that's a huge backup overturned vehicle there. So, overturned cars, lots of accidents, black ice this morning. That's what we've been dealing with this rush hour. If you're just joining us, it's been very tricky. So take it easy, please, for everyone. It's not just bridges, ramps, and overpasses. Not even on major roadways with the accidents. Maryland on I-70 in the West Friendship area. Still closed is westbound 70 at 32. Two tractor trailers were involved in that accident. But police at the scene tell me the heavy-duty wrecker, at least one of them's there. So they're starting to see at least some positive news here with we might be able to get a lane open. I'll let you know as soon as that happens. 11 cars involved in the crash in Northwest, closing Military Road between 14th Street and Oregon Avenue. So if you normally use Military between 14th, 16th Beach Drive and over in that area, not able to do it. You need to think about your route there. Major delays all over. So if you're thinking your secondary roads, Georgia Avenue, I'm looking at Alaska Avenue, Rittenhouse, Fort Stevens, all those roads just at a standstill. So again, Military 16th, place you definitely want to avoid for a while. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today we'll have a mix of sun and clouds. Gusty winds this morning, winds 20 to 30 miles an hour with a high of 37. Tonight, partly cloudy. This evening with more clouds overnight, a low of 27. And then tomorrow, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds again with a high of 47. And currently in our nation's capital, 33 degrees at 8:17. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
It's the month of love at Dunkin'. Time to dish out heart-shaped donuts like vanilla truffle, brownie batter, and Cupid's Choice. Grab a dozen, share them with your friends, and spread the love with Dunkin's heart-shaped donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Joining us now, Raj Shah. He's the principal deputy press secretary for the White House. Raj Shah, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. Glad to have you.
Good morning, guys, and thanks a lot for having me on.
So I'm assuming it's been a very, very busy weekend at the White House in the aftermath of the release of the Nunes memo. A lot of dissections of this. What is the overall feeling? Does the White House feel vindicated now with the release of that memo?
We certainly feel as though the memo really sheds light on an issue that the president and we as the White House have been talking about for some time, which is politics influencing investigations at the highest level at the Department of Justice and the FBI. And it really starts with the Hillary Clinton email investigation and some of the decisions that James Comey made regarding her case, how it was handled, how certain decisions were made, and how much they were influenced by politics. And it continues into this probe. You had the announcement of Peter Strzok, the lead investigator, having to be removed from the case because of politically biased text messages. And now you have this memo. And the central charge in this memo is that the FBI and Department of Justice saw it fit in the middle of a presidential campaign to use another party's opposition research dossier with a lot of credibility gaps to seek a spying warrant on the Trump campaign, on a Trump campaign official. We think that if the tables were turned and this happened to Democrats, they would be very justifiably outraged. So we think it continues a pattern the president's been talking about. You know, in these politically sensitive, high-profile investigations, you'd expect the bar to be raised higher rather than seeing the kinds of decision-making we're starting to see dribble out.
You mentioned that this reveals politics influencing the investigations at the FBI. You know, they work for President Trump now. What is the White House or the president doing to root out political bias within the FBI?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the biggest things that the president did was he appointed Chris Wray to serve as the new FBI director. And Mr. Wray, you know, has integrity, has, you know, a lot of faith from this building that he can clean up the upper ranks of the FBI and kind of remove the politically motivated actors. You know, you could see over the last really year, politically motivated leaks at all levels, you know, about this administration, about this investigation and other matters. And we think that that was, you know, a really big problem. So we think that Mr. Wray can take a big role in cleaning up the FBI. You know, you saw the retirement of Andy McCabe. You saw some other individuals changing over. And, you know, we expect that Mr. Wray is going to fill in the FBI's upper ranks with quality individuals who put justice first and politics second.
But square that, if you will, with the pushback that you got from the FBI on the release of this memo. Chris Wray reportedly leading a charge to keep the memo from coming out in public. Can you explain that difference?
Sure. There are disagreements over the release of the memo itself. The president took, honest assessments from, you know, folks in the law enforcement community, folks in the intelligence community. Ultimately, it was his decision. I think that that's very different from wanting to clean up the FBI and Department of Justice going forward.
The president seems to be really taking a hands-off approach to this entire thing. He doesn't seem to want to get involved in this because it seems he realizes the blowback. Even if he does something perfectly within his purview legally as the president, he's going to get blowback on it. How does this move forward? How do we clean up this problem if the president is taking a hands-off approach to this and we have some people in charge of some parts of this that we don't really trust?
Well, look, there's been congressional oversight that we have a lot of faith in, starting with Chairman Nunez and other committees looking at this matter. Senator Grassley's done some good work on this front. We also have an inspector general at the Department of Justice who's looking into these matters. Who's looking into these. We expect a report to come out in the next few weeks that detail how political bias may have influenced decision-making. And then we expect the leaders that the president has appointed. I mean, you saw the attorney general put out a statement talking about how the DOJ will have to do better going forward to remove political bias from decision making. So we already think progress and steps in the right direction are being made.
Right now, this week, Congress looking to avert another government shutdown. But central to that conversation is whether or not there will be an immigration plan passed. When do you expect the Senate will vote on a DACA framework? And has Chuck Schumer negotiated at any point recently with the White House?
Well, on the second point, whether Senator Schumer has negotiated, there have been a lot of conversations at the staff level with he and other Senate Democrats. But he hasn't come over since he came over the Friday before the first shutdown. With respect to immigration, I mean, I think, our proposal and our outlook on this is pretty clear. The president has outlined a proposal, a pretty detailed proposal with four planks that Democrats and Republicans discussed and agreed on just a few weeks ago. And that centers around ensuring that, we fix this problem once and for all. He's offering a pathway to citizenship.
Yes.
After legalization of the DACA population. And in exchange for that, we're going to see a southern border wall, increased border agents, more removal authority, as well as an end to the visa lottery program and an end to extended family chain migration, a real reform on that process. We think that what we've offered is fair. It's up to the Democrats to kind of counter with something that's reasonable, that's within the realm of possibility. If they can negotiate in good faith, we have a deal that can be struck. If they can't, then we may be at an impasse.
Raj Shah, Principal Deputy Press Secretary for the White House. Look forward to chatting with you again soon, sir. Thanks for keeping us up to speed on what's going on in 1600 Pennsylvania.
Thanks a lot for having me on.
8:24 now on WMAL.
Don't miss the United States Air Force Band's Jazz Heritage Series, Thursday, February 8th at 8 p.m. at the Rachel M. Schlesinger Concert Hall in Alexandria, Virginia. This free concert will feature international vocal sensation Cyril Ame and the premier jazz ensemble of the United States Air Force, the Airmen of Note. Tickets are needed for this free Jazz Concert Thursday, February 8th at the Rachel M. Schlesinger Concert Hall. For more information, log on to usafband.af.mil.
You know, Valentine's Day right around the corner. How about treating yourself to a Valentine's Day present where you can, Mattress Warehouse, you can save up to 60% this week. They're Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer. They make Tempur-Pedic more affordable. Mattresses starting at just $22 a month. You're worth that, aren't you? For a limited time, save up to $1,400 on popular brands. Take advantage of their free adjustable base upgrade or get a free box spring with select purchases. Visit sleephappens.com to find a location near you. Now, I got my mattress from Mattress Warehouse. I have to tell you, the experience was first class. Our sales guy was Roy. Roy was amazing. And he taught us so much about the process. And one of the things he said is that too many people focus on buying a mattress instead of buying the right mattress. Well, the right mattress is literally an investment in your health, and you're worth it. We totally agree with it. I finally get a good night's sleep. I had no idea how important the right mattress was to that. So visit sleephappens.com to be matched with the right mattress for you at Mattress Warehouse. 8:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A new accident, Chantilly. I know you don't want to hear it, but we have had so many incidents this morning, so please take it easy. You want to allow plenty of time to get where you're going, and it's just not secondary roads and bridges, ramps, and overpasses, but it's everywhere we've had problems. This one is going to be Chantilly, west on 50, just after 28, and where 28 merges onto 50. Do watch along that far right side. In Arlington, one overturned on Washington Boulevard at 10th Street. So if you normally take Washington Boulevard, say north of 50, that's slow. That entire stretch as you're heading out and pushing in toward the Clarendon area. So be ready for that. 395 at the 14th Street Bridge. Crash was moved to the shoulder. Northwest, this is going to be a while till we can recover here. 10 cars confirmed involved in this crash on Military Road westbound after 16th Street. It is closed. They shut it down between 14th and Oregon Avenue. They need a lot of space to do the work and get the rescue units in there. 16th Street, George Avenue, and all those corridors around there absolutely jammed. Update now is sponsored by Debt Hotline. Are you buried in credit card debt or student loan debt? Well, learn how to reduce your debt to a fraction of what you owe. Call now for free advice, 800-471-0216. That's 800-471-0216. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Unseasonably cold temperatures for us here again today. Back to more seasonable readings for Tuesday. Partly cloudy skies today with gusty northwest winds, high 37. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 33 degrees at 827 on WMAL.
You know, one of the reasons why you might not be doing great on your diet or your Let's Get Fit for 2018 pledge is that you're not seeing results right away. Or if you are seeing results, you know, it's maybe a pound here or a pound there. And you get discouraged. I get that. But with EMP 180 weight loss, that's never a problem. Almost every week, you are going to see progress with EMP 180 weight loss. You're going to see either a difference in how your clothes are fitting you, or yes, you're going to see those pounds start to shed immediately, and I mean in a big way. Listen, sometimes you don't see a difference in your weight, but that doesn't mean that things aren't happening in your body. See, they don't just put you on a bathroom scale when you go check in with the EMP 180 weight loss. You get a full total body composition analysis every single week to tell you how much fat is in your body and how much muscle is in your body. Get encouraged by real-world results. EMP 180 Weight Loss in Tyson's Corner and now in Rockville, Maryland. Go to EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com or call them 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I know where you've been. And I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my staff is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable home for you. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as teeth in a day. And I can provide solutions to years' worth of dental problems in as little as one anxiety-free visit. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed, whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand. You'll rest comfortably through the entire procedure, and my staff will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. Call us today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click posts your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Coming up on WMAL. Hey, there was a really big game last night. I don't know if you knew about it.
Parcheesi?
Apparently a phenomenal win. Yeah, and now the way to celebrate is you trash cars in your city.
Oh.
Also, hey, the commercials you love, the commercials you hated, we've got it all for you. Coming up next, it's 8:30. It's time for WMAL News.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. If you let the kids stay up late to watch the game, at least some of them got to sleep in. Three school systems closed for the day due to the ice. Most, but not all of the rest, open 2 hours late. You can get the complete list at WMAL.com. And what a game it was. Philadelphia happily hung over this morning.
The city of Philadelphia finally has a Super Bowl champion. The confetti flies. It's the color of green.
Kevin Harlan with the call on Westwood One as the Eagles held on to beat the Patriots 41-33 in a game with no defense to speak of, just one sack and one punt, and the crowd went wild.
It's unreal. Nobody thought we would do it. Like, we're on top of the world.
As you might expect, fans packed Broad Street in Philadelphia after the game. Several light poles were torn down, windows smashed, a gas station was looted, and a car flipped over. The game was a thriller, but TV ads were a mixed bag, and one is drawing controversy. It featured a clip of Dr. Martin Luther King.
If you want to be great, wonderful, but recognize that he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. That's a new definition of greatness.
Some may view using the civil rights leader's voice to sell Ram trucks as distasteful, but King's family gave the ad its blessing. President Trump went on the attack on Twitter this morning against those he sees as liars and leakers in the Russia probe, including Adam Schiff, the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, who will lead an effort later today to get the Democrats' version of the FISA memo released to the public. President Trump, who used the nickname Little Adam Schiff in his tweet, would have the ultimate say over whether that memo ever sees the light of day. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 25,521, the NASDAQ at 72,41. In sports, brought to you by Mucinex, college hoops, the Maryland men beat Wisconsin while the Maryland women handled Nebraska, and the Caps fall at home to the Golden Knights. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Do you have dirty carpets? Are you embarrassed when your friends or family come over and see or perhaps even smell the yuck in them? Well, Zero Res can help. I use them at my house and highly recommend you do too. Their name, Zero Res, means zero residue because they leave behind no residue. They have a patented process that cleans without any chemicals and provides a healthier, germ-free environment for your home. A Zero Res cleaning helps your carpet stay cleaner longer, and your carpets will be left totally clean, removing all stains, odors, and traffic patterns. Imagine getting new carpets without the high expense. That's what Zero Res does. I have a great offer for WMAL listeners. Book right now. Get three rooms of carpet clean for just $147. Plus, you'll get a hallway cleaning for free. Don't have carpet? Zero Res is also offering 25% off hardwood cleaning and polishing. Call now, 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDC.com. Zero Res, spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Did you know it's National Time Management Month? Well, here's a great tip for managing your time. Wherever you're driving, don't park. Spot Hero. With Spot Hero, you can literally save hours by not wasting time searching for a parking spot. And you'll get an incredible price. Just search and choose from tons of options near your destination and pay using the app to reserve your spot. Then head straight there. No more running late. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
It comes down to following the good fundamental advice. Save as much as you can, live within your means, make good decisions. But then once we get into the specifics of how to implement those things or how to benefit from those good decisions, you need a plan that's designed specifically for you.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon, here on WMAL or online at wintertroxell.com.
It's supposed to help adults quit smoking. Yet, most adults don't know what it is. But kids do.
That's a jewel.
Seven on Your Side investigates a new e-cigarette with as much nicotine as a pack of smokes being smuggled into area schools. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11. Get your cup of go in the morning with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
More breaking news for you in D.C.
News from overnight. Alerts to plan ahead. Plus your traffic and weather to go.
The temperatures right now starting off in the 20s.
Get up and go with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Tomorrow.
Win $1 million when you sign up as a new member only at Live Casino and Hotel. Sign up today for a free Live Rewards card now through March 31st to receive $25 free play, plus a chance to play the $1 million board game where you could win $1 million cash. Win the chance of a lifetime only at Live Casino and Hotel. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, must be a new Live Rewards member. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Today is Super Sick Monday. Nearly 14 million Americans who watched last night's big game called out sick from work today, and Mr. Mucus is offended. He takes being sick seriously. But when you're really sick, take Mucinex.
835 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, it's been numerous ice-related accidents throughout the morning rush hour here, John, and we continue to be busy. Great Falls, hang on here. Old Dominion Drive, don't commit here. South of 193, you'll be stopped with the crash. Again, Old Dominion Drive, south of 193, the Georgetown Pike for one of our latest accidents. Chantilly, let's go west on 50, where we normally don't have a problem or a delay. We do that right now because of the crash. Westbound 50 after 28 along the right side, and if you're merging off of 28, you're merging in to that backup, so be prepared. Well, Military Road, major problem still with the 10-car pileup. Closes westbound Military Road between 14th, 16th Oregon Street, that whole entire stretch of Military closed. Now, they've reopened the eastbound lanes, but 16th Street, George Avenue, and all the secondary roads there affected, trying to work through a bailout situation where it's not really working, so you need plenty of extra time. Avoid that area anywhere near 16th and Military Road if you can plan in advance, please. Accident. Oh, here we go. First of the vehicles coming through here in Southeast D.C. Van back up on its wheels, and now they're starting to let some cars get by on East Capitol Street at Division Street. We had a van that overturned there. Again, they were saying ice definitely was a factor. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Unseasonably cold temperatures for us here again today. Back to more seasonable readings for Tuesday. Partly cloudy skies today with gusty northwest winds, high 37. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 30 in Leesburg, 31 in Greenbelt, 33 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
That's right, the Super Bowl last night. And the Eagles walking away with their first ever Super Bowl victory, besting the New England Patriots 41-33, complete with a Nick Foles receiving touchdown. He averaged 1 yard per reception in his one reception, and he got one touchdown. That's a pretty good record, I would say. He also had a bunch of passing touchdowns as well, and it was a shootout between he Tom Brady. The greatest of all time, Tom Brady, playing for the Patriots. So these guys, a great game, fun to watch, but it began in such a great way. We were talking about this earlier. I think the NFL, stung from all of the way it's been treated this year, especially by the President of the United States, in light of the fact that they've had players kneeling on the sidelines, was going out of its way to be as patriotic as humanly possible. And it began with Leslie Odom Jr. performing America the Beautiful. Here's his rendition of America the Beautiful.
Yeah.
phenomenal. I thought he was great. They had the choir backing him up, the youth choir performing with him yesterday. And then there was Pink. Pink, who was struggling with a flu, was set to do the national anthem. And she'd been talking about how her entire career she's wanted to do this, have this moment to do the Super Bowl national anthem. And she finally got there. And in the days before, she came down with a debilitating flu. And she's been doing literally everything she could to fight it off. Going to the national anthem, they cut to her. You see her rip the cough drop right out of her mouth as they throw to her, and then she starts singing. And this is what it sounded like. She sounded great. I thought she was so impressive. I was like, that girl has a flu? Come on.
With the flu, she said, she kind of blew the free, you know, the free, that really high note there, which nobody can sing that. She kind of blew that a little bit. You could hear it. But when I found out she had the flu, then I was like, all right, I give it to
her. But even
I give that to her.
I hate to tell you this, Mary. I have her up there with Whitney.
No.
I do.
No.
I think Whitney Houston blew the doors off the stadium when she did it. I thought Pink was up there.
I love Pink. Love Pink.
Mm-hmm.
Not Whitney Houston.
Could you
level.
Imagine flu?
Not Whitney Houston level.
Flu-free Pink if she had gotten up there.
Maybe then.
And then there was this great moment: Corporal Herschel Woody Williams, a Marine from Iwo Jima, gets up there, Medal of Honor recipient. By the way, I went and read his commendation. He spent a lot of time wielding a flamethrower. This guy is an American bad. But I don't even know if I can say it, but it doesn't matter. The point is he's a hero. And he did the coin toss yesterday, and he raised his arms in victory. Here he is being introduced.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome an extraordinary group. 16 recipients of the Medal of Honor.
16.
The highest award for valor in action against an enemy force, which can be bestowed upon an individual serving in the armed forces.
Forget 11 guys. How about those 16?
Tossing the coin tonight is World War II veteran Herschel Woody Williams, who received the Medal of Honor for heroism during the Battle of Iwo Jima.
Gentlemen, congratulations. Welcome to Super Bowl 52. It's my pleasure to introduce the honorary captain, Corporal Willie Williams, from the United States Marine Corps.
It's Woody. He got the name
Woody
wrong.
Woody is a Medal of Honor recipient for his service to the United States in World War II.
Yes, sir.
Gentlemen, this is a coin for this afternoon's game.
Love this guy.
The Lombardi Trophy Super Bowl 52 logo is a head. The team logo is a tail. Corporal Wilson, the honor is yours. The call is tails.
Ready to go?
Yes, sir. And it is a head. New England, you've won the toss.
Now, I don't know if he's a Patriots fan, but he raised his arm in victory. He had no interest even shaking hands with the players. He just walked back to the other 15 Medal of Honor recipients. He was so pumped that he just did the coin toss. That guy stuck a flamethrower into a fortified position at Iwo Jima and saved a bunch of his own men. It was crazy stuff. I mean, he's pretty impressive. I would recommend you read up on Woody Williams and find out what he did.
That's pretty cool.
Meanwhile, Justin Timberlake, big story. He performed the halftime show. Here's a little bit of Timberlake at halftime. Oh. Was that cut 35? That's the Prince tribute of all this. That was the surprise, by the way. Going into the weekend, TMZ had said, hey, there's going to be a hologram of Prince in this. Thanks for spoiling it, TMZ. But apparently Prince had called that demonic when he was alive, saying, don't bring back dead stars in these, like, duet scenarios. And his family, upset about it, got some assurances, though, that things were going to be okay. Gave it the blessing after when they finally saw it happen. They were like, they were okay with it.
Well, they apparently made the change about 2 days before, from what I saw this morning being reported, about 2 days before they made the change from a hologram to the video that you saw.
More from the Super Bowl in a moment, including Philadelphia, for some reason, losing its mind. 844 on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
Were you just in a riot in Philly? Did you lose a tooth? Well, missing or damaged teeth can keep you from eating the foods you love. It affects your job, your relationships, and certainly every other aspect of your life. So, no matter how long it's been since you've seen a dentist, the Cascade Center for Dental Health's super incredible staff creates a warm, no criticism, and no judgment environment. You know what sets Cascades apart? That's right, their experience. Dr. Ruparelia, one of the most highly trained and experienced full-mouth dental implant surgeons in the entire D.C. area. Cascades can perform your procedure in one office with one doctor and, in many cases, in just one day, saving you both time and a lot of money. You should see Cascades. First of all, the staff is incredible. I love going there. I love talking to them, and they genuinely help me with anything I need them to do. And also, they have very high state-of-the-art technology to help make your dental experience pristine in-house. Trust me, these guys are very impressive. You owe it to yourself to see all of their success stories at CascadesDental.com. There's a bunch of YouTube videos. You can click each one, find out what kind of procedures people got and how they like them. They definitely did. Or call them at 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
Leonard Skinner, Last of the Street Survivors, Farewell Tour. Saturday, July 7th, Jiffy Lube Live, with special guest, 38 Special. Leonard Skinner. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com, Ticketmaster, or the venue box office. Part of the Mattress Warehouse Concert Series. Leonard Skinner playing Jiffy Lube Live one last time.
8:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the Pfizer's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning. Been very busy this morning. Outer loop of the Maryland Beltway between New Hampshire Avenue and George Avenue slowing. Now in the backups, Colesville Road, an incident was reported there. Inner loop into Bethesda, seeing some of that volume. Had a number of accidents this morning involving icy conditions, so you still really need to take it easy. Accidents keep popping up. Let's go into the Great Falls area where crews are working with the crash on Old Dominion Drive south of the Georgetown Pike. You want to avoid there. Arlington on Washington Boulevard at 10th Street for the crash. Now, to put it in perspective for you, if you take Washington Boulevard, say leaving 50 Arlington Boulevard, heading in toward Clarendon, that's the stretch, and it is just jammed solid. Had an overturned vehicle involved there. If you heard me talk about the crash in Southeast, East Capitol Street at Division Street finally reopened, had the overturned van, and they've made some definite progress. 10 cars involved in the crash in Northwest closes Military Road still westbound, shut down between 14th and Oregon Avenue. So if you can, you plan your route. Everyone around there feeling the effects of this crash. 16th Street, George Avenue, Piney Branch, Joyce Road. Nothing really seems to be moving still. Again, there's a lot of activity in that stretch of town with the, again, the westbound side of Military Road still closed near 16th Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Windy and cold today, mix of clouds and sun, high 37, 27 tonight, partly cloudy, upper 40s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 33 degrees at 847 on WMAL.
The city of Philadelphia finally has a Super Bowl champion. The confetti flies, and it's the color of green.
That's Westwood One's Kevin Harlan with the final call last night as the Philadelphia Eagles beat the New England Patriots 41-33. You can imagine if you're a Philadelphia Eagles fan, which is an intense degree of fan to be, by the way, you will have an intense reaction to the fact that you just won the Super Bowl. Here's a cut 38. This is one woman who's very, very excited in Philadelphia that they won the Super Bowl.
Did it really happen? Did they, to the last second of the game, I didn't think it was going to happen. And I just, it just doesn't feel real yet.
She's having trouble grappling with the realness of this moment. But that's one of the more restrained reactions to all of this. Philadelphia overnight became sort of a city in chaos as they had greased up the poles again. to try and stop people from climbing them. What was it they put on them this time?
Hydraulic fluid.
There you go. They put hydraulic fluid all over the poles, but that didn't stop Philadelphia fans from tearing some of those poles down anyway. And then here's cut 37. There was a fan was surrounded by a group of people. He was being egged on to eat horse poop.
Oh.
In the streets of Philadelphia. Yes, that's right. The police walk around on horses trying to control the crowd. They couldn't control this guy. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's they were celebrating that guy did that crazy thing that they were encouraging him to do.
I want to know who is the first guy, and it was a guy, you know, it was a guy because a woman would never yell "eat it." But who is the first guy who decided yelling "eat it" was a good thing? That's what you should do now, dude. You should eat it. Who? That's what I want to know. Who's that guy?
Wait, but you're telling me if you were drunk and you were standing there and you saw somebody edging towards it, you wouldn't be like
no,
rally.
No, it pretty much would not even enter my brain.
As long as it's not me and some other guy, I'd encourage it.
And answering my question, 849 on WMAL.
Only one event unites the world. The 2018 Winter Olympics.
And there it is! Sean White, double gold. Boy, does he deliver.
See the world's best.
Lindsey Vonn is a gold medalist.
And see the world at its best.
To the finish, the Canadian.
2018 Winter Olympics, coming February 8th, only on NBC.
Hey, this is Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, your local real estate expert and the host of the Eric Stewart Show's Sunday mornings here on WMAL. Sellers ask me often why I hate open houses, and I tell them that open houses attract three groups: neighbors, suspects, and maybe a prospect or two. So why do them? 45% of my homes sell in 8 days or less, and for top dollar. Why? I've created a proven system for selling houses fast and for the most money. Find out all about it at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
The number one thing you can do to avoid the flu is get a flu shot. But why doesn't everybody do it? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. If you've ever gotten a flu shot, and I certainly hope you have, chances are you've been asked if you have an allergy to eggs. But it turns out a regular flu shot is safe and even recommended for people who have an egg allergy. That's according to a new paper published in the Annals of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. What's more, the study's lead author said that people with egg allergy of any severity can receive the vaccine without any special precautions. Even though no seasonal flu vaccine is 100% effective, it is still the best way to prevent an infection. In fact, the CDC recommends everyone 6 months and older get vaccinated every year. Flu season in the United States typically runs from October to May, so it's still not too late to get your flu shot. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
In a world of salt and ketchup, Taco Bell shakes up the game, only to expose a web of fries.
Fries seasoned in Mexican spices dipped in warm nacho cheese sauce.
They don't want these coming out.
Who's they?
The burger people. They!
Starring nacho fries in a performance that has critics craving. It'll change the way you look at fries, exclaims the Hollywood Reporter. $1 nacho fries, now serving at a Taco Bell near you.
At participating locations for a limited time, prices may vary, tax extra.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Oh no, there's water everywhere!
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet!
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
Different people need to get around differently. That's why we created Free to Ride, for people just like you, or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, need to get to school or the office, or just like to pick up some coffee and enjoy a day out and about, Free to Ride has the transportation information that'll get you there. You can reach a ride at reachyouride.org. Easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Have specific needs or need a little extra help? No worries. Reach a Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to with Reach a Ride. Relax and ride with a click or a call. Visit reachyouride.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Estamos en español también. reachyouride.org.
8:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and in case you missed it, Military Road, we have a major situation still trying to get 10 cars cleared from a crash. Westbound Military Road remains closed, essentially between 14th, 16th, over toward Beach Drive. They have that completely shut down. If you're coming south on 16th Street, you'll see the exit ramps are blocked as well. So 16th Street, very slow as a result, coming out of Silver Spring, bailing out over to George Avenue, gets hard hit, Piney Branch Road and all those corridors. It's going to take a lot of extra time to get you through there this morning, so I want you to plan ahead. On the eastbound side of Military Road at 16th Street, they've reopened the lane so you can get through there. Top side of the Beltway between New Hampshire Avenue and George Avenue with a stop and go. Did have a minor incident in the backups at Colesville Road. Interloop into Bethesda slowing. 270, a little bit sluggish now. Urbana, Hyattstown, and now as you work in toward Gaithersburg. Still watch for accident cleanup on I-70 westbound in West Friendship at 32. Had two tractor trailers involved in that crash. That happened earlier this morning. And in Virginia, still in Great Falls area, Old Dominion Drive, south of Georgetown Pike for the crash. Update now sponsored by Davison Invention Services. Got an idea for a new product or app? Will protect your idea. Learn how to bring it to the market. Call Davison for your free idea and invention get started kit. 800-294-7417. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Unseasonably cold temperatures for us here again today. Back to more seasonable readings for Tuesday. Partly cloudy skies today with gusty northwest winds, high 37. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 34 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
Perhaps you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains. Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
UMUC offers 90-plus degrees, specializations, and certificates, so you can gain the skills you need to advance in in-demand fields like cloud computing, data analytics, healthcare, and more. Get started earning the degree you need for the career you want. Learn more at umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Diabetes can cause kidney problems that lead to dialysis, neuropathy that can lead to amputation, vision impairment that can lead to blindness, plus heart disease and stroke.
Hi, I'm Corbin Burnson. If you suffer from type 2 diabetes, I have great news for you. Help Your Diabetes, simple yet powerful natural approach, has helped thousands of diabetes sufferers lower their blood sugar and get off their medications, often in a matter of just a few months. Discover how our proven, safe, and natural methods can help you get your health and your life back.
Well, I think it saved my life.
My A1C has gone from a 7.8 to a 5.9.
No, I'm not taking any medication at all. I really feel like this saved my life.
Help Your Diabetes, the all-natural doctor-monitored program for those who suffer from type 2 diabetes, is now available to the public. Learn how you can reverse your diabetes. Call 703-891-9502. The first 20 callers get a free consultation and a free A1C test with results in just minutes. Call now, 703-891-9502. 703-891-9502.
Nowadays, there's a whole world of information at our fingertips.
And here at America's leading chocolate and candy companies, we think that's something to celebrate. Chocolate and candy have always been a treat. And now we're making it even easier for people to get more information about the treats they love. Over the next few years, we'll be providing consumers with more options in smaller sizes with clear calorie labels right on the front of the pack. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
All right, tomorrow on Mornings on the Mall, the memo wars continue. The Democrats want their memo released. Will it happen? Everybody seems to want it out there.
And will the government shutdown be averted? There's another vote coming up in the House on a CR, which is very interesting stuff.
I love CRs.
Do you?
Yeah, I've been in Washington so long that CRs excite me. No, they don't. They're completely ridiculous. They should all be thrown off a bridge.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. President Trump was up and at him on Twitter this morning talking about the memos.
Tweeting as he was watching Fox and Friends, he thanked the show. President Trump goes after, quote, little Adam Schiff, who is desperate to run for higher office, is one of the biggest liars and leakers in Washington, end quote. Schiff is the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, seeking to release his party's own report on what the GOP memo says. The president may have to sign off on that, just as he did to get the GOP version made public. Even so, Schiff and other Democrats have been pushing back on their own. Bob Costantini, Washington.
An Iraqi government spokesman has now confirmed that the drawdown of American troops from Iraq has begun following Baghdad's declaration of victory over ISIS. This is the first reduction in the 3.5 years since the U.S. first launched airstrikes in Iraq. Western contractors say most of those resources are being moved into Afghanistan. How was it in Philadelphia last night after the Eagles won their first Super Bowl? About what you'd expect. That's the sound of an awning outside the Ritz-Carlton Hotel collapsing after fans climbed on top of it during the street celebration. At least a dozen people went down with the awning. No word on injuries there. There were reports of smashed windows, flipped over cars, and downed power poles, but it's mostly all better now.
The city sanitation workers have done a fantastic job cleaning it all up. You can barely tell that there was a party here last night. Most people have gone home. I imagine they'll be waking up in a couple hours, many of them with some nasty hangovers.
Correspondent Alex Mark. The victory parade is Wednesday and expect it to be rowdy. Bud Light's giving away free beer at 25 bars along the parade route, part of a promotion they worked out with an Eagles offensive tackle last summer. Federal investigators say they know the cause of yesterday's train crash that killed 2 crew members and injured 116 passengers. A track switch was left in the wrong position, but they still want to figure out why that happened. The NTSB says if both trains had been equipped with the latest GPS technology that can detect those kinds of problems, the crash could have been avoided altogether. The city of Rockville has a new idea for increasing voter turnout, giving everyone in the city a mail-in ballot.
Even as Rockville's population grows,
the turnout percentage has declined regardless of the number of candidates or the ballot questions.
Says Lois Newman of the city's Board of Supervisors of Elections, which is why they've been looking at mail-in voting.
People could vote from their home or at a vote center on election day where we would have no lines. We would save the voters time and transportation costs.
She says every jurisdiction that's tried voting by mail has seen an increase in turnout, though overall it would likely be more expensive than traditional voting. There's a public hearing tonight at Rockville City Hall on the plan. It would start in time for elections in November 2019. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Anne Arundel County lawmakers vote today on a recommendation by a county commission to give themselves pay raises. The $3,000 to $5,000 increases would come over the next 3 years, but would not take effect until after the next county council election. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,521. The NASDAQ at 7241. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, when it comes time to sell your home, you have some tough decisions to make. What you don't want to do is hire the wrong realtor that can end up costing you a lot of time and money. You know, like a family friend or that so-called neighborhood specialist. Here's what you do want to do. Call two of the D.C. area's best and top-ranked realtors, according to the Wall Street Journal. That's my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Get this. Debbie and Sarah sold Mark and Cynthia's home, whose house was on the market with another realtor for 90 days and didn't sell. Well, they called Sarah and Debbie, and they sold it fast and for top dollar. Don't risk losing your equity with just any agent. Do the best thing and call the Reynolds team now. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's right, guaranteed. Your tough decision just got real easy. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie. Here's their number, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com. 9:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
John, it continues to be a busy morning. We've had a number of accidents. The multi-car crash really still jams up Northwest DC on Military Road. Closed the westbound side of Military.